Okay, it helps if I grab the right mic. Got too many mics here on the bench, and I reach for the wrong one. So we'll try this again. Anyhow, all right, mics, sounds good. And the Colombo Marathon, I guess. Certainly didn't catch that one. So we had, like I said, too many projects going on this weekend. So, all right, next up on the list, KD8PAZ, stand by KC8VOA. Good evening, Manny.
Well, good evening, KC8YVF. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. Got a good net going here. Haven't been doing too much. I did clean out the bird bath again today and put some fresh water in there and made up some fresh hummingbird food and put that out. So I've been keeping busy with the birds. But other than that, not doing too much. Do enjoy this cooler weather, and so I had to turn off my fans and my air conditioner, so that'll save me a little bit there. But other than that, I've got to clean out my garden spot. Tomatoes and that is all done. So this is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
All right, Minnie. Yeah, I know that's one thing I got to do is get some bird feed out, but I haven't been able to do that. And my wife is kind of incapacitated right now. Her mobility is limited. So she didn't get out to do it either. And the garden right now, still tons of tomatoes out there. Those are growing good. I got peppers galore. Cabbages are coming. Brussels sprouts are coming. My cucumbers are done. My beans, I got some out there yet. But wait and see. I planted some potatoes too, but not much came up. So I'm not sure if I'll get any at all out of those. So I'm still doing pretty good on it. And zucchinis are coming, actually. They were late. They didn't normally by now. They're done and gone. There's all kinds of blossoms on them, and they're starting to grow zucchinis. I've only had a couple off the two plants that I had. So garden's still doing okay. As long as we don't get too cold of a weather or get a frost here, then everything will be done from there. All right, next up on the list, KC8VOA, and then we'll be at the end of the list. Good evening, Rick.
Good evening, Ron, and everybody on the net. And like Mike, I've been working on a camper. I removed one of the windows and resealed it. And I've been peeling some of the caulk off. It looks like it's bonded, but one side's bonded, one side's not. So you really have to look over very good and carefully. You find out real quick that it's not what it as it looks. So you can't use a careful eye when you look at that stuff. Just don't glance over real quick. We're hoping to get out one more time. Well, I don't know if we're going to take a camper or not. I did order a camper cover for it. So that's been keeping me busy. Garden has been keeping me busy. Have not had a lot of time to play with Mestastic, but I was doing that as I was sitting here listening to you guys. And working on their case right now. And Tom, I'd like to hear your update on how your 3D printings go, as well as Ron's. So with that, I'm going to turn it back over into control. KC8BOA, back to KC8YBF.
All right, Rick. Yeah, I know. I ran into Rick at the store on Saturday. Saturday, I guess. Well, the floor project is finally coming to an end. It's about 98% complete at this point. I took Friday off. Mike didn't mention. Mike and I and Mike Linton attended Dwayne Morris's funeral on Friday. Very good service, some very good words from his sister, one of his sisters, or a couple of his sisters, I guess, son-in-law and that. Just very good comments and that the family made. Mike and I got to talk to them afterwards, and I remember the presentation that Dwayne did called Wires. And they do have a copy of it, his sister said, and they at some point they will try and get it to us so we can play it again. But Dwayne always had a very good meeting as president. He always had presentations. I always tried to do things to make you laugh, make you think. I remember, you know, Dwayne fondly, at least in that capacity. He passed away last week at 92 years old. So thanks to Mike and Mike. By the way, we decided, at least Mike and I, and we'll present it to the club. We did get a flower arrangement since he was a past president of the club and had that there. We were also mentioned in the obituary as far as a contributor in that. If anybody in lieu of flowers wanted to contribute, one of the charities, as they put down, was the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association. So the information's up there. I do have pictures. I'll put up the pictures of the flower arrangement that we did for his funeral and get those up on the website as well. Let me break. Back to the floor. Saturday, I picked up the finish sander, came back, started to work on that. Found out I still had some issues with the initial sanding, so I had to go back and get some different sandpaper, heavier sandpaper, or grittier stuff, basically, and had to sand the floor again continuously. I worked pretty much for 10 hours on Saturday sanding the floor again. The drum sander had got off all of the old finish, but it had left some ridges in the floor, and I ended up having to sand it in order to try and get the floor as flat as I could. So I plan to have it all done by this weekend, like I said, about 98%. All of the floor had got two coats. Once I got it sanded and that done, I got two coats of sanding sealer, had to sand in between, which was on my hands and knees with a 5-inch palm sander, sanding the entire hallway and living room floor. Doing that twice, and then we got two coats finally today. I got two coats of the varnish on the floor today. It's got to cure 24 hours. I have two spots that I can't do until next week, is where the sofa currently sits. Once the rest of the floor is done, I will have to move the sofa and do the finish coat on the underneath that, and same thing for the piano. So those two small sections still have to be done with the top coat, the two layers of top coat, but it came out very well. My wife is pleased with the outcome of it. As good as we could do with 70-year-old floor that was in pretty good shape, and then having to put in some additional floor to match into it because of some other issues, we finally got can see the light at the end of the tunnel as such for the flooring. Also, last week, we had a tree company out, took out our three stumps that were in the yard. Unfortunately, it leaves a mess. I got one pile kind of gathered up and put back in the hole where the stump used to be. The other pile, when they did it, it was one of those 94-degree days, and I just ran out of energy in order to try and move it. So that's still on my agenda after work to still continue to try and move that. And then we're also getting hold of a landscaping company to come and do some work. So they'll come and take out all of the debris that was left from the tree stump, dig around it, put in new dirt, and we'll get that hydro-seeded and that taken care of. And Sunday, yesterday, sorry, for those on the Sunday net, I totally missed it. Again, I was working on the floor. My daughter and son-in-law came over about that time, and I was talking to them. And my wife said, "Don't you have a net?" And I'm thinking, "What day is it?" She said, "Sunday." And I said, "Oh, shoot." So it was about 20 after when I got down here. And Dave, PCQ, was still on. I talked to him for a few minutes. So sorry that I missed the net yesterday. Too many things on the fire. Too many things going on. And hopefully this will start to wind down a little bit with this project. So let me break. This is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins for the net? Call now.